Okay, what do you call a kind of bird that drills holes in trees?
Woodchuck.
Okay, any other name for that?
Yes, there are. Some call them woodpeckers, some of them woodchucks. Well, there are another name some give them too, but I can't remember what that is.
Do you have a name for the real big woodchuck?
You mean it cuts wood?
The real big one.
No.
Okay, have you ever heard the word pepperwood?
There you go. I know there's no word yet, so I'm going to pepper.
Okay. What people call them that?
Well, some says pepperwood, some says woodchuck.
Yeah. Just no difference?
No, it's the same thing. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you ever hear about the word pepperwood talking about people?
You mean the birds talking about people?
Now, have you ever heard the word, have you ever heard somebody called a pepperwood?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a lot of times.
What?
You'll hear a man be talking to a little boy that's doing something, and you say, you pepperwood you, or something like that.
Yeah.
I've got a son of it that does it real often.
Yeah, what does it mean? Just something joking and saying a little
mm-hmm.
kid?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just a kidney, you know.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call a kind of black and white animal, and it's got a real strong smell?
Polecat.
Okay. And say some animals have been getting been raiding your hen house, and you didn't know what kind they were. You might say, well, I'm going to get me a gun and kill those. What?
Well, the possums gets in there a lot of times, kills chickens at night.
Yeah.
And then they're...
But just a sort of general word you use for them. Just, I'm going to kill those. Did you say varmint?
Kill that varmint?
Yeah.
Go in and see if I can find that varmint.
What does the word varmint mean?
Well, it's a wild varmint, just like possums and minks and weasels and foxes. And
yeah. Would you say a rat or a mouse is a varmint?
Well, a rat, yeah. Yeah, and a mouse is too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, what about something like bed bugs or lice or some insect?
Well, now when I grew up, there's a lot of that. But I never saw a head lice. I was raiding my family. My youngest daughter got them twice. That was head lice.
Yeah. Did you use the word varmint talking about a head lice?
No, that's a different thing. And bed bugs is a different thing, too. And, you know, before this DDT coming around through,
yeah.
You know, it was so hard to get rid of bed bugs.
Yeah.
Man, everybody had bed bugs. And what created those things, I don't know. When I did, it's coming around where you could use it and spray in and that'd kill them.
Yeah. Okay, this is the kind of bushy-tailed animal that will get up in the trees.
Monkey?
Yeah, but you don't have monkeys around here. I mean, just this little kind of, it's gray, maybe, will get up in the trees.
That's possums.
Okay, I'm thinking of squirrel.
Oh yeah, a lot of squirrels. We have plenty of squirrels and rabbits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of different kinds of squirrels are there?
Well, they're red squirrel and a gray squirrel. Them's only two kinds. I know the red ones, they call them fox squirrel.
Okay. And this is something kind of like a squirrel, only it doesn't climb trees.
That's a rat, I reckon.
No, it's got little white things down it.
Down his back?
Yeah.
Them's polecats.
Oh, great. I'm thinking of chipmunk or ground squirrel or picket pin or... You ever heard any of those words?
Ground squirrels?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are they?
Yeah, they're more like a rat than they are really a squirrel, a ground squirrel is.
What does it look like?
Well, it's just like a rat, only it's bigger, you know. A ground squirrel is. It is, it goes in the ground.
Yeah. Okay, what kind of fish do you get around here?
Well, in my pond, I've got the bass fish in there and, blue cats and brim. And the brim, they call them bluegills. A lot of them don't. Some of them just call them brims.
Okay. And this is something that pearls grow in.
That's what?
Something that pearls grow in.
Oh, that's oysters.
Okay.